Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business African Show. I'm Jim Blaskey. Glad you're here. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner. Sarah, tell us about Bottom Line Publications.
Bottom Line Publications and Bottom Line, Inc., we talk to top experts that give you fact-checked, reliable, trustworthy information so that you know what decisions to make in your life. It's really complicated, and everybody's situations are unique. So we lay out the facts, give you the information you need, and then you can make the right decision for you.
They're the best, folks. It's a great American success story. I encourage you to check them out. And in fact, just being able to get access to Sarah's blog is worth the trip and your subscription to them. And I encourage you to subscribe and take their Bottom Line personal twice a month. Hey, Sarah, speaking of your blog, I love the title. We are people who need people. Somebody should write a song with that title, shouldn't they?
I can't take credit for that line.
I know. So the thing that, as you know, I've been focusing on the fact that human beings we're driving hellbent for light speed into digital, and right after that, coming right on the heels is quantum. God help us. But 100 years from now, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, will be the same analog protoplasm, the same DNA as Merabi or Moses or Abraham Lincoln. Will be the same human beings with the same requirements that all human beings need. That part of it is not going to change, is it?
I don't think so. So I used to have this grand fear of this dystopian life where people just sat on their couches and never had to go anywhere, that you could order everything, mm-hmm. that you could connect through Zoom.
A replicator in the wall would make your food like on Star Trek Next Generation.
Exactly. You didn't even need to touch a human to get pregnant, right?
Yeah.
So that you could have a life. And now, watch out what you ask for, because now we're all living that.
Yeah.
And everybody got sent to the corners, and guess what? They're miserable. And we humans need touch. We need hugs. Our hormones, so you said, the protoplasm of our bodies, we're run by these hormones that make us feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're run by, one of the most important ones is oxytocin. And
right.
It's the hormone of connection and the hormone of touch. And while we're sitting all isolated and we're not, I'm convinced that part of the anger that's going on, I mean, there's very real issues going on right now, but I think that it's on steroids. Because people are so, they're like hangry on steroids, right? You know when you get that like irrational angry because your whole body chemistry is off? I think that we are desperate to go back to like human connection. And at the root of all of this is human connection.
Mm-hmm.
And we need people. We need relationships. We need to be back in our offices near each other.
Mm-hmm.
My 87-year-old mother, actually, it's her birthday today, 88.
Wow. What's her name?
She, Rita.
Rita. Tell Rita she said happy birthday.
I will. She would much rather be out and about in the world, mm-hmm. risking her life, if you
right.
will, if everybody says
right.
the elderly are still at risk, than sitting alone in her apartment rotting.
Right.
And
this is robbing her of the life that she has left.
This isn't life. It
yeah.
is not life sitting at home protecting yourself from ever getting sick. Living is living. Living
right.
is doing. Living is connecting. You and I were just talking about I'm getting on a plane later this week
mm-hmm.
because I need to go out and visit the rest of my family that's, out west. And now I can't not do that. I'm not going to sit
mm-hmm.
isolated. And people need to. People, they're getting angry. They're depressed. Right, so the level of depression, anxiety, stress as a result of all this on so many levels, but just at the most basic lack of human connection is driving, you know, drives the rest of it.
Well, Nesbitt said it 38 years ago in his book Megatrends, the more high-tech we have, the more high touch we will want. We're not going to need the same high touch, folks. We need more because the digital is taking it away from us. We're going to have to be, what you say in your piece is we have to be more intentional about seeking high touch, don't we, Sarah Lifestyles?
We do. Let me just tell you, there was a study in Oregon 2015 about the people having little face-to-face social contact. If without touching, then they were depressed 2 years later.
Yeah.
And if they tested it with voice, they tested it with video, it wasn't the same.
Sarah, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, Bottom Line Publications, bottomlineinc.com is the website. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.